The class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 11th, 1975, in London, England.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in the truth.
Manushanam sahasreshu kvastit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kvastit mang vetti tatat. So, manusha means human being. So, human being is the life where one can understand what is God. It is not stated here jivanam, the living entities. There are, we have several times explained, many types of living entities. Jalajanam lakkhani, savara lakkhavinshati. The aquatics, they are also living entities. There are 900,000 forms of body within the water. They are also living entities. And jalajanam lakkhani, savara lakkhavinshati. Savara means living entities who cannot move. Trees, plants, herbs, grass, they cannot move. So they are 2 million. In this way, you come to the human being. They are also living entities. There are 400,000. Different forms. We can see here we are human being, but we have got different forms, different color. So this is a variety of creation. So out of all these living entities, the human form of living entity is very important. So, that is the life wherein we can understand what is God. Therefore, in the human society, there is some process of understanding God, which is called religion. Religion means a process by which we can understand what is God, what is our relationship with Him, and what is our duty towards Him. So, therefore it is said, these human beings who are actually trying to fulfill the mission of human life. To fulfill the mission of human life means that we living beings, spirit soul, we are now entangled within this material body. This is our problem. Really, to understand the position of the living being is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not begin with some utopian ideas of humanitarian work. No. Sri Krishna wanted Arjuna to understand in the beginning that first of all you understand your constitutional position, what you are. To know ourselves, what we are, that is siddhi. Not to be busy with the bodily comforts of life, which are being executed by the cats and dogs and hogs. The hog is whole time engaged how to maintain his body, how to have nice sexual intercourse, and how to eat anything he likes. You find the hog life practically. In our country, in India, in the villages, the village hogs, they loiter whole day and night. Where is stool? Where is stool? So, if human life is meant for that purpose, from early in the morning till one goes to sleep, simply find out where is money, where is money, where is money, where is money. Then what is the difference between this pig life and the human life? Well, if human life is meant for that purpose, where is money, where is money? Of course, to the human being the money is very sweet. Similarly, to the hog, the stool is very sweet. See, it is a question of sweetness, not the matter, taste. So he finds good taste in stool, and we find good taste in money. So money also is sick. Why we want money? Viva charte haya rajan kutumba bharane nava nidra yate natrang bavayana chavavaya. The materialistic person are engaged whole day and night. The business is, what is that business? That at night to have very sound sleep. Last night I had very sound sleep. That is enjoyment. If I can sleep up to 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I have enjoyed this. The sleeping. That night the enjoyment is sleeping and sex. Babayana. Babayana means sex. In this way, night we are wasting. And daytime, divacha, artheya. Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? And then as soon as we get money, then how to spend it? For sense gratification, for kutumba bharana, for family maintenance, for purchasing, for shopping. In this way, we are very busy. We do not know that there is another business beyond this. This is, especially at the present moment, this is human civilization. They are always busy in sense gratification and getting money for that purpose. That's all. So that is not siddhi. Therefore, Krishna said that mostly, 99.9%, they're busy in these things. How to get money for sense gratification, and when we get money, then spend it for sense gratification. Jiva chatra. That is not siddhi. That thing is going on amongst the hogs. Hogs are also busy in that way. Then what is the difference between human life and hog life? Therefore Shastra says, Nayang deha deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhativir bhujangji. This was the instruction given by King Rishabhdev, whose son's name was Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this land, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This planet's original name is Bharatvarsha. Now it has come to India. Gradually, cut down. So, he instructed his sons, my dear sons, don't spoil your life simply working hard for sense gratification like the hogs. Because The hog is also working day and night, but what is the aim? The aim is self-gratification. At night, sleep or have sex life, and at daytime, collect money and spend it for family maintenance or some self-gratification. This is not meant for human life. Now, this morning, one gentleman was asking us that we are not working. We are not working. They think, he's a lawyer, he thinks that unless one works very hard for sense gratification, he is not human being, or he is not doing his duty perfectly. That is his idea. But actual life is to become perfect. From the platform of animal life, come to the perfection of life. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasyeshu. Everyone is thinking that work very hard like the hogs and dogs and find out your means of sense enjoyment and then enjoy it. This is called kormi life. They have no other idea. You will find everyone is working hard. From morning, 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night, they're working hard. What is the purpose? To get some money and utilize it for sense gratification. This is animal life. This is not human life. But they are thinking that one who does not work so hard day and night for sense gratification, he is not doing, he is escaping. This is the result. But actually they do not see that these devotees are engaged in working 24 hours, but not for sense gratification like the hogs, but for satisfaction of Krishna. That is the difference between Krishna consciousness man and ordinary man, kurmi man. Therefore Krishna said that all these men, they're engaged. The Shastra says, no. You live with the minimum necessities. Don't increase your necessities unnecessarily. This is Vedic civilization. And the modern civilization is even increase your necessities a machine for saving your chick. You see? Another machine, another attention, diversion. More machine means more diversion of attention. You have to take care, more technician, more technologies. Simply, if one razor can save, can make my cheek very clean, what is the necessity? Formerly, at least in India, that go to a blacksmith and he prepares a razor, very nice razor, you pay him foreigners. And it will last for your life and save your cheek very nicely daily or occasionally. But the modern civilization means that in everything there must be machine. That is advancement of material. But the Shastra says, what is the use of taking so much labor? Kastan kaman. Kastan means with so much labor. If you create some convenience by the so-called machine use, you create so many other inconveniences. Just like we have got now, motor cars. Of course it is convenient, but there are many inconveniences. Formerly, people used to find everyone within the village. Now because we have got big motor cars, we have to go 30 miles to find out a doctor. So the other inconveniences are also increased. Now you have to find out petrol and flat tire, the Arabians, give me petrol. In this way, and if I stop manufacturing, then there is unemployment. In this way, we are becoming implicated by the so-called advancement of civilization, we are becoming implicated to these material activities and we are forgetting our real business, self-realization. What I am? Athāta brahma jigyāsa. The real business is to inquire about Brahma, about Atma, Paramatma. But we are forgetting that. We are simply busy for the temporary life, say for 50 years or 100 years at most. But we do not know the life is continuous, and as the life is continued, we have got experience from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then an old body, then what is next? You ask anybody who has become old man, ask him, sir, you have come to this stage, your body is now old, you have to die. Now, from childhood I came to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then middle age, and now you have come to... Now what is next? Do you know? Oh, there is silence. Nobody knows. Now what is my next life? A child can say, my next life is boy, I shall become a boy. And then boy can say, yes, I will be like very nice young man. The young man can say that I shall become a middle-aged man, father of many children. And the middle-aged man can say, yes, I will become old man. And ask the old man what he will become, he cannot answer. Can anyone say? But there is next life. This body is now old enough. It will be finished, everyone knows. As sure as death. Then after finishing the body, what will be your next body? Who will answer this? Where is the scientist? Where is the philosopher? Where is the learned man? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Therefore, he is blind. He does not know what is his future. But there is future. You cannot say no. The example is here. And besides that, Krishna says, Tatha dehantara prapti. Krishna, the most superior authority, he says, and it is accepted by all the acharyas and all persons who have attained perfection. So, we should learn it. So what is my next life? And if I prepare for the next life, that is called siddhi. That is called siddhi. If you don't prepare for the next life, if we remain like cats and dogs, the cats and dogs, they do not know what is next life. Because they are animals. And if I do not know what is next life, then what is the difference between the cats and dogs? Where is the difference between? Saiva gokhara, Shastra says. One who does not know what is the next life, he is no better than gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhikkalatra adishu bhavumajjati. Saiva gokhara. These men are no better than these cats and dogs and animals. So, practically, you ask so many big, big men. Last time when I was here, Lord Fenner Brockway came here to see me. I asked him this question, that what is your next life? He's also an old man, 84 years. He said, Swamiji, you shall die peacefully, that's all. Peacefully you may die, but you have to accept the next body, whether that will be peaceful or not. That they do not know. Similarly, I spoke with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He also said that, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. This is the position of human society at the present moment, that they do not know how to make life perfect. To make life perfect means how to make my next life very perfect or happy or better life. Otherwise, if I remain in darkness, Krishna says, tasa dehantara prapti, then I may become any of these so many types of body. I may become a tree, I may become a dog, I may become a cat, or maybe a demigod. There are so many different. But I must be sure what kind of life I must have. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We are not imagining. Our movement is Krishna consciousness movement based on Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says, that, as he says, there is next life. That is fact. Now, how we can prepare for the next life? That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. How? Jānti deva vṛtādevān pitrī jānti pitrī vṛtāha bhūtāni jānti bhūtejya madhyā jinopi jānti mā. If you want to go to the higher planetary system where the material happiness is thousands and thousands times more comfortable than on this planet, that's like Saralok, Sargalok, Saralok, Mahalok, Janalok, Tamalok. There are many different planetary systems, up and down also. So if you want to go to that, Urdhanga Chanti Sattva Sva, if you prepare yourself contacting the modes of goodness, then you are promoted to higher planetary system. Jānti deva vṛtā devān, pithri jānti pithri vṛtā. You can go to the pithri lokas, or you can remain within this planetary system, and if you like, you can go, come to me also. As you can go to the higher planetary system or remain here, that is all preparation. Bhuteja, jānti, devān, deva. Jajina. Similarly, if you madhyajina, if you become my worshipper, then you come to me, Krishna said. So what is the difference between going to the higher planetary system and what is the difference going to back to home, back to the, everything is explained there. If you go to the higher planetary system, suppose to the planets of the demigod, Krishna says, then you will have to again come back. Abrahma bhavana lokan punaravastina arjuna. Even if you go to the topmost planet, then from there also, after khine punne puno mattalu kangam visanti, after your resultant action of pious activities is finished, then you have to come back again here. Jadgatyana nivartante taddhamam paramam. But there is another planet which is called Golok Vrindavan. If you go there, then you will have to come back again in this material world, which is described by Krishna himself. Dukkhalayam asasatam mam upita kauntiya. Dukkhalayam asasatam nāpnupanti mahātmāna. They, only not ordinary person, can go to Krishna's loka, back to home. Who can go? Mahātmāna. Those who are great souls, and who are gross souls, they are called mahātmās. Who are mahātmās? Mahātmānastamāṁ prātha devī prakriti mārsita bhajanti ananna manasu. This is Mahatma. Those who are fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, absorbed in the service of Krishna, they are called Mahatma. So Mahatma Sudullava. That kind of Mahatma, the so-called Mahatma, having an orange dress and talking that he is God, incarnation of God, and he can give you perfection, within 6 months, giving $35. Not like that. The Mahatma means Mahatma Anustamang Pratha. Devi Prakriti Mahasita. They are under the spiritual energy, and if one inquires, what is the spiritual energy? The spiritual energy means to be engaged in devotional service. Mahatmanusukbhangpratha daivi prakriti mas bhajanti ananna manus. They have no other business than to work for Krishna, serve Krishna. They are Mahatma. So our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people that you have no other business than to work for Krishna. That's all. This is Krishna business. This is called Krishna consciousness business. That is called the highest perfect. Sabhisiddhim paramangata. Siddhi, here it is. Siddhi. Manasanang sahasya sukasya jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means to understand what is my position. Why I am working so hard, day and night, for simply for sense gratification, for satisfying the tongue, to fulfill the belly and satisfy the genital. This is my business. That is being done by the dogs and hogs. When one comes to this sense, shall I work like the cats, dogs and hogs, or I have got any other business? That is human life. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasrisu. All of them working like hogs and dogs. They do not know there is something other. This is the position. The modern civilization means keep him in the darkness. Then let him work hard like hogs and dogs and don't give him any knowledge. Neither they know, the so-called leaders, what is the perfection. They think this is life. Work like hog and dog and then die like hog and dog, finish all business. This is not human life. Therefore Krishna says, manushanam sahasresu. They do not know what is perfection of life. Therefore we do not say. Krishna says, and if we repeat Krishna's words, the rascals, they become angry. Actually they are rascals. We plainly say, because he does not know. If I ask him, what is your next life? He cannot answer. Then what is the difference? If I ask the dog that what is your next life, he cannot say, go, go, that's all. See, if I ask any human being that what is your next life, I don't bother about that. The same answer, go, go, that's all. So this is the position, that we do not know what is the perfection of life. Krishna says there begins real knowledge. The chapter is knowledge of the absolute. So everyone, you ask any MA, PhD, what is your next life, sir? Go, go. That's all. Go, go means why you are bothering about this. That's it. So this is the position. And we are taken very hard job to convince these people about Krishna consciousness. They will not accept it. They will deny immediately. They will say, why do you bother us? You do your own business. Let us do our own business. But why we are bothering? Because we are servant of Krishna. Krishna wants that these rascals should be informed. These rascals should be raised from this status of ignorance. So that is our mission. Therefore, we are going and pleading, sir, I am a beggar, I have come to beg from you that you kindly purchase one book and read it. Dante nidharatinakam padayo nipatya kakusatam krityacha aham bravimi. He sadhava sakalameva vyahaya dure chaitanya channa charane kritanuraga. This is our preaching process, that flattering you 100 times, falling down on your feet and speaking one thing, please hear. What is that? Whatever nonsense you have learned, forget. This is our only solicitation. that you have learnt all nonsense. Please forget. Try to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be perfect. Thank you very much.